Welcome to the autumn 2023 edition of Fareham Borough Council's magazine, Fareham Today, being recorded in the Stubbington studio of Fareport Talking News on Tuesday, the 31st of October 2023. This magazine is also available online at www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Our sound technician is Susie Litchevik, and my name is Sally Matson. We'll be giving you quite a few email and postal addresses, websites and phone numbers while we go through the magazine, so you may like to have a means of recording these close by. The front cover of the magazine is a photograph of one of the entrances to Fareham Shopping Centre. The large title, written in blue lettering at the top of the page, says Fareham Today. Turning now to page two, here are Sean Woodward's message, the list of contents and the magazine contact details. A message from the executive leader of Fareham Borough Council, Councillor Sean Woodward. Welcome to the autumn issue of Fareham Today. There have been some incredibly important and exciting developments over recent months, including the Council's recent acquisition of Fareham Shopping Centre and other properties on West Street. This is an unprecedented move from the Council and will help to shape the future of the town centre long into the future. You can find all the information on page four, and I will be sure to keep you updated in future issues. Alongside Fareham Shopping Centre, leading the charge for our town centre regeneration is Fareham Live. Work is moving on at pace, and you can find out more about the latest developments on page six. Sunday the 12th of November will see Fareham's annual service of remembrance and parade in West Street. I'm sure many people will attend to help pay tribute to our fallen of many conflicts. For those arriving early, the old Priscians will again be reading the names of the fallen on our war memorial in a forever remembered tribute. Be sure to save the date for the Fareham Christmas Light Switch-On event on Saturday the 18th of November. All the details are on page three, and this year's event will be even brighter and more impressive with our new festive lighting display for the town centre. You can also find details on potential changes to your Christmas bin collections on page 10, as well as a pull-out bin calendar for 2024 on pages 11 and 12, so you can keep yourself on track with your refuse, recycling and garden waste bins. Speaking of gardens, I'm delighted to announce the winners of the Fareham in Bloom 2023 competition on page 16. The winner this year was as high as always, but I'm sure you will agree that the worthy winners worked extremely hard to make such remarkable gardens and outdoor spaces. We have also made further strides towards providing sheltered housing within the borough, with the demolition of Asherton Court in Porchester. Once this development is completed, it will provide 60 new age-restricted sheltered housing apartments, and you can find the details on page 14. As always, if you would like to share your thoughts on how we can continue to improve the borough we all share, or our services, please do not hesitate to get in touch with me. Contents. Page 3, Fareham Christmas Lights Switch On. Page 4, Fareham Shopping Centre Acquisition. Page 6, Fareham Live Update. Page 8, Our Journey Towards Carbon Neutral. Page 10, Christmas Bin Schedule. Page 13, Let's Talk Fareham. Page 14, Housing Update. Page 18, Shop Mobility's new home. Page 19, your councillors. Contact details. Fareham Borough Council Civic Offices, Civic Way, Fareham, Hampshire, PO16 7AZ. www.fareham.gov.uk. An audio version of this magazine is available on www.fareham.gov.uk/Fareham Today. Follow us on X at Fareham BC. Like our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/Fareham BC. Editorial 01329 824 310, publicity at fareham.gov.uk. Design Eastleigh Borough Council. Print Holbrooks Printers 02392 661 485. All information in this issue is correct at time of going to press. Due to the higher-than-expected number of requests for a printed copy of Fareham Today, it has been necessary for name and address details to be shared with a third party. This is solely for print and distribution purposes. If you do not want your data to be shared and would like to opt out of receiving a printed copy, please contact publicity@fareham.gov.uk.